It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Was the shoosh before Christmas and all through the house. How's it going, Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 206.
Are they going to get this on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I always do it. Sam has no idea what happens.
Oh, yeah, it's Monday.
So you guys know.
I thought we were doing this early because we've been talking about doing it early.
Yeah, I suggested it might be a good idea for us to do this early since, you know. Otherwise, we're recording it on Christmas Eve. But
I don't know what day it is. It doesn't really have anything to do with me not knowing what the show is.
That's true. Yeah,
what's going on with the show is I have no idea what's going on with anything. I don't know what day it is or what I'm doing.
Yeah, you don't like play favorites. It's not.
No. Yeah.
Just not like all around.
Yeah. I'm not, what's the word? Yeah. Not abandoning or not abandoning.
Yeah.
Not this show. It's just everything. I have no idea.
Oh, man. Well, first order of business, fuck everything, because my fucking retirement and savings account is just like fucking gone.
Yeah.
It's the best. I just wanted to say something.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Yeah. What I want to say is the only thing that gives me any satisfaction about this is because these fucking idiots who think that Trump knows what he's doing. It's mind-blowing that people could be so stupid. You know, like, that's one thing, we don't get political too much on the show, but just non-politically speaking, he's a fucking moron and he doesn't know what he's doing. Like, it couldn't be more obvious that he's a used car salesman and not even a particularly good used car salesman, like, but he just...
Yeah, how many cars has he even sold?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he's sold any. the way he talks, he thinks he's always pulling one over on everybody. And he's kind of right, I guess. But, like, he's a life of having billions of dollars, or his dad having millions of dollars and maybe billions of dollars. And, dude, oh, my God. You and I didn't even talk about this. Did you even – no, there's no way you read the, like, 4,000-page New York Times expose on his – on his finances and all that. That was like some months back. You might have heard about it, right?
No, I don't care.
Well, dude, it turned out it's pretty good. Like, you're not going to read it, but in addition to all the tax fraud and everything that he committed, that New York Times uncovered, like his family committed tax fraud and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
I'm sure they all do. Every rich person does. But anyway,
yeah, but usually the president is not supposed to be able to get away with whatever they want.
When he was president or back in the day?
No, it's like, the last 20 years. Yeah. It turns out, people always suspected this, but I this was like solid proof that he's a complete joke. Like, his dad had all the money and everything he did was a total failure. But his dad, they have some quotes and stuff of his dad, like, wanting to make the world think that Donald Trump was rich too. So his dad, like, played into the hoax of his Donald Trump being actually a successful rich guy. It's all his dad's money. Yeah. It's 100% it. It's crazy.
I remember them talking about that before, like, as he was running and all this stuff. And
yeah, like, some people, like, suspected it.
Because everyone always said, like, he's a genius businessman. Like, when he was trying to get elected, that was all his thing. It's like, he's a great businessman, and that's what this country needs. And so they were already doing all these things of, like, we don't even know if he has any money. And then they're like, most of the deals, like real estate stuff he did, was failure. He had like one or two ones that were good.
And then he did Almost The Apprentice, which was, capitalizing on the one good thing he's done is convince people that he knows how to do anything. That's like, he didn't even write his book. God, the guy. Anyway, the whole point is The only thing that cheers me up in any way is that the fucking idiots who fell for this and think he knows what he's doing are mostly old people. Yeah. And in a fucking game of chicken with the stock market, me, 32-year-old guy who already has a decently healthy start on his retirement savings because I work for the state and stuff like that. So I've got a good little chunk of retirement savings going. I've got all the fucking time in the world to have this battle, you old pieces of shit. I could tank the fucking market, right? Just goddamn tank it. I'll recover. It'll be, a bunch of people won't. And sorry, it's not a perfect plan, I'm saying. But like the only thing that gives me any satisfaction in the wake of my retirement literally being like 80% of what it was, a month ago. It's crazy. It's gone down so much. Is that I will have time. Like all the young people who know Trump's a piece of shit will have time to recover eventually.
Yeah. Well, and like I told you, I don't see how old people can complain either, because the stock market's still like double what its ever highest was true. 5 years ago.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think
who's going to get the most screwed. Nah, never mind. It's young people again. It's going to be the people who started investing 4 years ago or 5 years ago, right?
Except they're
fucked.
If you're investing for retirement, it doesn't matter what happens this in 5 years. It would be
That's what I'm trying to say. That's why it was the young people that doesn't matter what happens in 5 years. But like if you're getting to the point where you were ready to retire or you just retired, then your payouts, you start paying yourself back, and then tanks.
The only person who's really, really screwed, who I would really feel bad for at this, I mean, I feel,
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for people. I feel bad for anyone any non-Trump supporter who's
finances. But it would be like someone who is in their 40s or 50 or something like 6 years ago.
Maybe has a podcast.
Someone who's like wasn't putting money into retirement, and then like in the last 3 years somehow was able to try to put.
Yeah.
But you can't even do that because everything's capped. But like, I don't want to. I mean, I can't. If some old person's like, man, I can't do this.
It probably makes a significant difference to certain people right now, like that, because it's gone down so much. They were probably trying to like buy a house or do a something, using their calculations of their income that they were going to pay out from their retirement. And then all of a sudden, in like 2 or 3 weeks or a month or whatever it's been, the whole fucking thing just goes down, 20% or something? Like it's gone down a lot. I'm just saying
those people, there's only two scenarios. It would either be someone who's been putting money in for the last 40 years or whatever that's ready to retire, or 20 years even, and it's double what it ever was even 9 years ago. So their retirement's insane. If they were complaining, then if they would have gone up the normal like 5% a year or whatever, they're basically living outside their means then if they can't afford to. But, whatever. That's not exactly true either, because it's impossible to save money. Like the maximum each year for a regular person, what is it? What is a 401k? Like 7,000 or whatever, an IRA?
Well, no, I think it's not dependent on the person. I think that's, if it's a 401k or private sharing, it's dependent on your company. Your company can decide to put in a shitload for you.
That's why I feel, I don't, I'm kind of joking. I feel shitty because
you're
people,
really like technically breaking down the joke I was trying to make, which is that young people should be fine and old people are the ones who like at the last minute, their retirement's going to be fucked. But you're right that like the whole reason a lot of these fucking boomers, they like don't get it is, and they don't get why, millennial this and millennial that, all those articles, is that we don't make any money and our student loan debt is $1 billion. And they didn't have any of those problems. So they don't understand it. So in the end, they still are overwhelmingly privileged because they had all that, those good years behind them to like save up. And
after Obama fixed all that.
After Obama single-headed. Yeah. No, but the weird thing is like, I thought that the one benefit of giving all the money to the rich was that the stock market would go up, and it did. Yeah. But is it, I'll be curious. I don't know, a decade from now when we maybe have some answers, like what happened, will it be, is it just, we gave too much money to the rich or not enough?
I know this is going to sound super conspiracy theorist, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I swear to God, the fucking rich people or whatever, whoever does this, they go, all right, it can't go up that much more. So we got to fucking let's just crash the whole fucking thing. Everyone loses their houses. The market goes way down. Then we can just buy all the houses back up with cash. That's what they did last time. And then we'll run it back up again. We'll all get rich again. Because the people who, you know, all the regular people that are trying to retire, they get fucking lose all their money. And then those people, the rich people can weather it. It doesn't really fucking matter. And then they just do it, run it all up again. I swear to God they do that.
Well, dude. I don't think anyone has any control over it. But I do think that they do try to, obviously everybody tries to profit at all times. And they do try to like short it when they think it's going to go. You know,
yeah, they
bad.
Take their profits or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
who knows?
Yeah.
It's too well. I've taken some investment, you know, some actual like finance classes, and it's just too fucking complicated. That's I don't believe anybody. Nobody can beat the market, and nobody knows anything. It's a gigantic system of a zillion people guessing about what they think different companies are going to do, and then that combines to be the stock market. It's insane. No one can predict it. And you know what's definitely true is it's all made up. Like the day's analysis or whatever, when they're like, oh, stock market dropped on fears of Trump doing whatever. That's just whatever the market does, they pair it with the news and they say that's what it is every time. But like, I think it was a Freakonomics or something. Something I was listening to was giving examples of how they do that multiple times in the day. Like it was up early. And so they're like, oh, the stock market's up on expectations of Trump's new whatever. And then like later in the day, it's down. They're like, ah, stock market's down because of Trump's whatever. And it's like, you don't know what anything is causing, like what anything is caused by. It's just, it's too complicated to ever know. And so they just pair up the news with whatever it is and just say that's what it is.
This is not exactly the same as what you're saying, and it's a smaller scale, but I remember one of the first things that I thought was weird was when I worked at Apple for a year and a half. Every time Apple would have, you know how it was a big deal when they had like their new product, like presentations, like,
oh yeah, especially ever since the iPhone one was like the most famous. Yeah.
So when the time, during the time I was working there, they had, you know, every few months it would be like Steve Jobs. It was back when Steve Jobs was still alive. And it was like, he's going to come out with, you know, he's going to do his black turtleneck thing and come out with a thing. And every time that happened, their Apple stock would go down. And I asked, I was like, what? Like they announced like the new iPod or whatever. And someone was like, yeah, every time they do that, his stocks go down. And I'm like, why? It makes no sense. It doesn't, like, they, I don't know if it's like people are like, I don't know if he's going to do it this time. I'm going to be careful and sell it off. Then it would like,
no,
go back
I think
up.
It's that what happens is everybody anticipates everything. So like, what ends up happening is people start buying before, like they start buying early because they're like, okay, this is what happens every time he announces something, it gets a little uptick and then I can sell it off. But the problem is fucking everybody has that same idea. So they've all bought into it too early, boosted it a little bit. And then when the announcement comes and then people realize, oh shit, it's not the iPhone
it can only
level.
Be a letdown. Yeah.
Yeah. And then so they're like, oh shit, I have to sell because we all have too much of this. Like we bought it too, we valued it too high. It's it's like, there was some, I forget what it was, but it's a long time ago, but one of my finance classes, the guy, the professor like showed, I almost want to say it was like mathematically, but it might've been logically, he showed that like the market has to be unpredictable. Like it just, because the minute it is, people start trying to profit off of the predictability.
Yeah.
And then you have to have two sides of that. So like someone has to want to buy if you're selling, and that won't happen if it's predictable and we all know it's, like, it's going to go. So it just turns into chaos. It's like a chaos.
It's like
thing.
Betting, like sports betting. Like if it was not, if it was predictable, the whole thing wouldn't work. Like it has to, you know, you have to have like the lines and all that. I guess that makes sense.
Sort of how it works. But anyway, lots to talk about. I mean, it's Christmas Eve. I think I need to do a Ghostbusters 2 update.
It's our,
because we
annual Christmas Eve financial market recap 2018.
It's the Shoosh Marketplace financial Christmas
Eve. I just wanted to bring it full circle or not full, whatever. Okay. Bring around that I definitely agree that I hope all the people that voted for Trump can't afford to pay any bills. Yeah. Like all the old people, racist old people.
I just want to know what it's going to take for those fucking morons to realize doesn't know what he's doing. That's all I want to say. I want them to admit, look, it turns out I just hate you. I hate liberals. That's what it is. That's we know it. It's the same. it's our fucking parents and all everybody. Yeah. They watch a channel that just, huh, liberals are worried about the gender of gingerbread men. They want it to be gingerbread person. And nobody, I'm the most liberal in the world. Nobody gives a fuck about that anywhere in the world. But they have a fucking channel that just shows it 24/7. Oh, these liberal. And so all they do is hate liberals. So that whatever that's their whole fucking thing. And I want them to admit that Trump doesn't actually know anything. It's just he makes us mad and we don't. That's and fuck you. That's all. That's all it is.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to deal with it, because that's where I came to is it doesn't matter. Dude, all the people who voted for Trump could be homeless. They would still. Yep. It doesn't matter. No, there's no point where you can be like, gotcha. And they'd be like, ah, fuck, you're right. All right. I'm wrong. It'll never happen.
Never happen.
Never, ever happen. I was listening. Nope. Not to put this on forever,
it'll be fucking decades from now, and it'll be scientifically proven. Like, grade school will teach you, like, yeah, this guy's a fucking disaster. They'll be like, no, that's the liberal conspiracy. God, fuck
yeah. Well, just as it'd go on forever, but we were raised always thinking that Reagan was like the best president, like, mm-hmm. ever. People always still say that, best president ever. And then, like, if you talk to anybody who's a liberal that knows anything, like, he's just terrible. Like, he's the worst. And I'm like, oh, I just thought, like, it doesn't matter how much time goes by.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's true. Yeah. People still just believe whatever they wanted to believe at that time forever. It doesn't matter.
Well, plus some of the scandals, too, like the Iran-Contra and, like, all this stuff. Yeah, I didn't realize that HW pardoned all the people involved with, I think it was Iran-Contra, like a major thing where they Reagan illegally sold, what was it? It's hard to keep track of all these fucking things.
The video game Contra.
Yeah.
Early release.
They were running a little shop out of the White House.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
We got the game, he sold it to Iran.
How dare he?
Unforgivable.
I think it was like selling, they weren't allowed to fund a certain group by congressional order. Like, you can't fund some such and such group in, I don't know, South America. So they like had some other terrorists. They like funneled money through other terrorists to give these other terrorists some money to like take down their government. Because all we did for decades is try to take out governments by funding terrorist groups and insurgence groups against them. Like, that's all, pretty much that was what we did to any communist government.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to more shushier topics. Ghostbusters 2. So I think we both watched this because of the last show where we realized that, well, you talked about how someone said it was the worst sequel. Ugh, yeah. I can't even say it.
That's not possible.
Not possible. So a little Ghostbusters update. We both watched it. And what I want to say is, first off, it's the best fucking thing. God, the first like half to maybe two thirds, might even be more, but first at least two thirds of Ghostbusters 2 is like Ghostbusters 1, the 2. Like, it's the Ghostbusters the second one. It's so good. It could just be Ghostbusters 1 is what I'm trying to say. It's amazing. And it might even be better than Ghostbusters 1 for me. Like, the TV show, the way they get, like, everything. I could write a fucking book on why I love the beginning of Ghostbusters 2. I think it's set up so well, and it's fucking hilarious, and the actors are great. Everything's great. And I was about ready to deliver a dissertation on why it should be a fucking 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And then I get to the end, and I realize that it does let you down in the end a little bit. It gets a little, like, I don't know how to describe it. It all kind of just collapses kind of boringly.
Yeah, they're like, all right, let's end this thing. It builds up like it's going to be a good ending. And then did you, you obviously know this now, but do you remember when you watched it as a kid, did you get the whole idea that, like, everyone's mean to each other and that's why this stuff is building up? And then at the
end, it's
like, I didn't even get, I watched it, a week ago, and I was like, oh yeah, I didn't even really think about the fact that they're trying to make it so the whole Statue of Liberty was like, it gets everyone, all out of loving each other on, was it New Year's Eve or whatever? Mm-hmm. And that's why the slime thing comes off the building. Like, I didn't even know that. I was like, I didn't even think about that. I don't even know why the slime came off the building.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. And in the way, they try to do that, it just doesn't work. Like, it doesn't, The Statue of Liberty
going through it or something. I don't know why they could have been a little bit better with a little more time to develop some of that stuff.
I guess.
So it does let you down a little at the end, but it's still not a 55%. It's like, you know, it should be like a 75%.
Yeah, and like you said, the painting makes no sense. It's the dumbest thing.
Yeah, they just try to do like a joke, and it's not really that funny.
It's so stupid.
But like
at
the end,
just be a painting of the.
Why am I drippings with goo?
Yeah,
Janosch is so fucking good. God,
I wanted you to just play the end where he goes, you know what? Like when they're both in the slime, I laugh so hard at that.
I love you.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's that guy's great.
He's the best.
You know, it's like he was on, Ally McBeal?
Yeah, I think he's on Ally McBeal,
It's weird seeing him be, you know, just have like a regular accent, like not that accent, because he was really that guy.
Yeah, that's actually him. Yeah. Is this the right one? I'll try to find it. I wasn't prepared for this.
Uh-oh.
Ray, we'd like to shoot the monster now?
Hold it right there, deadhead! This is...
A little after that. Not quite
it. You're on.
The courtroom scene. Yeah. Okay. I accidentally clicked on this, and now we're going to watch this.
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, I don't think it's fair to call my clients frauds. Okay, so the blackout was a big problem for everybody, okay? I was stuck in an elevator for 2 hours, and I had to make the whole time. But I don't blame them, because one time I turned into a dog, and they helped me. Thank you.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Mr.
And I love, God, the freaking, Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis, yeah.
Probably amazing. My favorite little tiny thing he does that is, to me, is fucking hilarious. Because he's like a tax attorney. He doesn't know what he's doing. He has no business being here. And he, so he does the whole little interview with, well, actually, maybe I can find that. Because that's actually the funniest fucking thing in the world. Yeah. When he's like questioning, Bill Murray. Let's see if they have it. Right.
So you were just trying to help out a friend who was scared of what was happening to her. When you're scared, what?
There was no evil
intended. There was no evil intended, no malice. Because you live here. When you live in a place and you love it like you do, you don't want nothing bad to happen. What? Because it'll never happen again. It's an isolated incident. It's a one-shot deal.
Objection, Your Honor.
What?
He's leading the witness.
Sustained.
Give me a break. We're both lawyers.
Mr. Tully, do you have any questions for this witness? Might have some bearing on this case.
Do I?
No, we've helped them out enough already.
No, Your Honor. You're a witness.
He goes into like Law and Order mode or whatever the show would have been back then. Where he's like, he's done the stupidest shitty job. He has no idea what he's doing. He's like, you're a witness.
Yeah. Like, he's still trying to fool everybody by being, like, thinking he's saying lawyery things.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, he's great. The part I was dying at was, you can't play it. Audio doesn't work on it. But, you know, after they leave and he's trying to ask out, what's her name, Annie Potts on a date or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
That part's so good. When he walks across the street, he, like, walks past her and then back around her the other way. Like, he does so good at being awkward, like, doing the perfect acting of, like, an awkward... nervous guy, and he's like, do you want to go out there with me? Remember, he talks all like that low voice, like he can barely
go
get
on
it
a date with me. Yeah,
no, it's like monotone. Yeah, man, I wish you could play that part. I love that
so
part.
So good, it's the best. Anyway, it does let you down a little at the end, but it's still a fantastic fucking movie.
Yeah, so many good actors, they're all really good.
Yeah, that's like in my dissertation that I want to write. Like, for example, the show, what's the name of the show? Maybe if I YouTube that, maybe it'll come up. Is it like
the show?
Yeah. Bill Murray's show and the Ghostbusters. I'll just search psychic something. Ghostbusters 2.
World of Psychics or whatever.
Show. Yeah. God, it's the best. It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
The two actors in this is all they do. They get a minute, you know, and they're both fucking amazing.
Welcome back to World of the Psychic. I'm Peter Venkman. I'm chatting with my guest, author, lecturer, and psychic, Milton Englund. Milt, your new book is called The End of the World.
I can't do this because I'll just watch the whole thing.
Can you tell us?
Never mind. Watch it on your own time, because we should move on to the rest of the shoosh. But it's amazing. Like, the incredible actors. The strong psychic belief.
His tongue, like, sticks. Like, he's had, like, he's exhausted from having the, like, like his whole brain's just spent from, like, thinking about this.
And then I love another thing that, you know, you don't pick up as a kid was her, the girl being like, well, as I told my husband.
Yeah. Yeah. She's obviously like really drunk or something and like trying to.
Oh, it's so good. All right. So we've covered that. Did you have anything for
Tim? Yeah, I have something. The other, so I know this guy, a guy I know, and he posted this thing on his Facebook that was like, you know, it was dramatic. I mean, it's a dramatic thing happened to his wife. And so I'm not, just before I say any of this, I'm not at all like, I'm not criticizing him or any of the whole situation, really. I just noticed something that made me talk to my wife and make something clear, which is that his wife apparently was like at her mom's house or whatever, getting out of her car, and somebody came up with a gun and like pointed at her and was like, give me your purse. And she apparently said no.
What?
And that's the whole thing. He hit her with the gun in the face, like didn't shoot her, and like bruised her and everything and ran off and all this stuff. And he was talking about like how awful it was. And I was just like, geez, yeah, this is awful. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, wait a minute, what? Just give him the fucking purse. What the hell? Yeah. I was trying to, I talked to my wife and I was like, hey, I just read something. If someone comes up to you with a gun and says, give me your purse, give them your fucking purse. Yeah. I just want to make that clear. Like, I'm saying this being angry, which is kind of unfair because like, who knows when you're in that situation, if someone comes up to you, you're just scared. You're not really, your brain's not really like, let me think about this for a second. You know, you just kind of do whatever, or you're scared, you're mad or whatever. So, but I wanted to tell my wife, like, just ahead of time, let's
agree
this.
On this. Yeah.
Because can you imagine if your wife said no and got shot because she didn't give her purse and there was like, you know, $50 or whatever. And like
any amount of dollars,
there's literally nothing that could
nothing,
be in the purse.
There's nothing.
And it was weird because I asked her and she said, yeah, my friend who lives, she has one of her best friends forever, lives in LA. Same thing happened to her, but the guy had a knife and she also said no. And got in the guy like punched her and knocked her down and took her purse. And I said, why is everyone saying no? Like, just give them everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't. And she said, she had like, I don't know what it was, like a bunch of pictures that she hadn't uploaded to the cloud or whatever. Seriously, that's what she said. And I was like, what is, I don't even know I guess I'm just going to chalk it up to like you're scared to death and your brain goes into like, flight or fight and you can't think about it. But
picture uploading mode. Your brain goes into photographer mode when you get scared.
But yeah, it's not funny. This is not funny at all. But I just was thinking like, isn't that amazing that that would happen once ever in the history of time, let alone like apparently it happens a lot where people are like, no, fuck you. What is the game? Like, what is the... What's running through your mind? Like, I don't think he's going to really shoot me or stab me.
I mean, look, there's a possibility that you're right. Like, you could play, you know, fucking a high stakes poker game with this guy and call his bluff.
Yeah.
But like, it's not worth it. Maybe there's a chance that he wouldn't actually, or, you know, sometimes the gun is fake or there's no bullets or they, you know, there's like, who knows? Maybe they wouldn't actually do anything and they just try to, you know, for the sake of time as a criminal, you're trying to just, you know, you want volume and you're just like, hey, give me your stuff. And then someone says no, you're like, oh, fuck, this is a pain in the ass. Still, like, it's not worth it because there's also a bunch of people who will just kill you. Like, so don't do that.
Yeah, it's weirdest amazing. Thing. I remember hearing, like, you know, you see a news story where it's like a guy tried to rob a convenience store and the convenience store guy like fought him or whatever. And there's always a thing where the owner's like, we told him not, like, we tell our customers, give them all the money.
Yeah,
in the
we
whole
have
store.
Insurance.
Yeah, they can have the whole store. Like, they actually own the store if they even come in with the gun.
Set up shop.
Yeah. And they're like mad when they do that, which I can understand. I was trying to think, like, I don't know, I do this a lot. Like, just think, like, oh, I could put myself in that situation.
Yeah, that's why you have anxiety.
Yeah. I just think like, oh, that'll happen to me soon. And I got to make sure that we've got
ready
this
for it.
Yeah. But I was trying to think like, let's say that happened to my wife and she didn't give the thing and she didn't even get shot. Like the guy ran off or whatever. I would be mad at her for like 30 years. Probably. I would never get over it. I'd just be like, we have kids and our whole life going on. You can't do that. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? It's weird. Maybe I'm wrong. I shouldn't.
No,
feel
you're
mad.
100%.
I'm already mad at her. She hasn't even done it. I'm mad at her about it.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's wrong. I'm already mad.
Just knowing that that's even possible. But maybe it's just that you can't think when you're in that kind of situation. Like, you must turn into your brain turns into like a lizard's brain, probably. Like, just
the only thing I was trying to think of, and just clarify on the facts of the story here.
Yeah.
Was it like a guy wasn't showing that he had a gun and just came up and said, give me your purse. And then I could see like, no, like I'm trying to get away. And then pulls the gun. Like, that's the only thing I could think of. But I don't know. I don't know that's it.
That's not how I read it. I mean, I could read it again. Or maybe when someone tells the story, they just start with like the guy had a gun. Like you said, maybe he didn't show it. But then why wouldn't the guy just show the gun right away?
I feel like you show the gun. I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never stuck somebody up.
It's criminal 101.
So I was talking with my friend who's, the guy that golfed with us, who's 6'9", 800 pounds. He's huge. And I was thinking like, because I was talking to him about it, and I said, like, yeah, I mean, I can understand, like, it must just be, I mean, just imagine being, like, a 110-pound woman, and you're, we can think, like, I could fight somebody, like, I could, if I had to. If they had a gun, obviously not.
You can't really fight a gun.
Yeah. No. That's not where I'm going with this. What I was going with, because I wanted to, we were just talking about it, and I was like, what weapon would you could probably handle a little more than I could, would you be like, nah, I'm going to fight you. Like, would it be like a rake?
It depends on where.
Like a knife, I probably wouldn't. But like, I'm trying to think like those big shears,
a
like
hoe.
The yeah,
I
don't shrug. Know.
I think a post holer because it's so clumsy.
So hard to lift the thing
I can't
up.
Even use a post holer to dig a post hole. So much less impossible. An actual... I don't think anyone's ever successfully used a... You know what? Actually, I say that, and then I realize... I think you've even said this very weird thing on the show before, which is we grew up in clay country.
Yeah.
Like, it's just fucking...
No, digging a hole was one of our all-time
impossible.
Best
things. and, like, we could have some success with the... You know, most of our childhood was digging holes of various kinds for our dad for no reason. Just making us dig fucking holes. If you had a pickaxe and a shovel, you could make some progress.
You get like 3 inches. And one of the most
the
post-holer
was a joke of a fucking tool.
Dude, one of the first, like the most amazingly, like organically comedic things is taking that post thing. Is it? I bet what percentage of people listening even know what those are? It's like a hoe or a rake handle, the long wood thing.
Yeah,
it's two of those.
Yeah,
that
shovel
go up.
Handles. Yeah,
they're like, you know, six. It's like,
well,
6
just
feet
picture.
Tall.
No, here's, it's easy. You know what a shovel is? Not a flathead shovel. You know, like the actual curvy, sexy shovel. It's two of those together.
Yeah,
like to make, because you're trying to make a post, a hole for a fucking post, and so it's they're together, and you're the idea is that you're gonna take like the Hulk. You're gonna take both handles. Stick it straight down to the ground and make a nice, perfect, like a cylinder hole, and then you can put the handles apart.
You pull them away from your shoulders, like to the sides.
Yeah,
like
you pull the handles apart, which in turn pulls the shovel heads together, which scoops out the dirt, and that's how it's supposed to work.
And then you just put a post in there immediately. I remember at our house doing that as hard as I could into the ground, and then. Even though it didn't go in at all, I would still do the, you know, the pulling apart like I was going to get some dirt. And it would be like a teaspoonful of dirt that would come out of it. Like, literally nothing happened.
Oh, my God. I can see it like I did it yesterday. Like, I can't even. It's amazing.
And then you take the pickaxe and hit it 1,000 times and then do it again and get like
no,
a
dude, I got
of teaspoons.
I do you one better. The best is you would do that and the first one would trick you into thinking you were going to make progress because there's like some weeds and shit that you get, you know, like you get a little bit of weeds, a little bit of tiny bit of this topsoil bullshit. And then it's just fucking rock clay. Like, it's just this impossible. I don't think, I still don't think today if I tried to do it, I could do it. It's impossible.
It's impossible. I could do less than I could then. Are you kidding me? I'm 1,000 times weaker than I was when I was a teenager.
Yeah, but I have like 200 more pounds of weight to put into it.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, I just was thinking about that. Like, what weapon would you, you know, if someone came up with a certain range of weapons, when would you fight?
It depends on what you're talking about. I mean, if someone's like trying to kidnap me and my family, I'll fight anybody with anything.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
If they're trying to take my worthless, like wallet, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll just give it to them. If somebody just asks me, I'll probably give them my wallet.
Can I have your wallet? Yeah, sure. I don't really have a good reason to say
that's
no.
But I thought you were going to go down this route, which is really, it's a hard thing to think about. And it truly is a reason that being a woman is different than being a man for the most part.
Yeah.
Which is any man at any time could just be that a fatal thing for a woman. Like,
yeah,
if you're just bigger than a woman and you say, hey, give me your wallet, you don't have to have anything. And like, they have to go through life with that all the time. All the time.
Yeah, so that's why I was wondering, not to get, you know, maybe I'm overthinking, but is that why possibly these two women that I've known of that say no are just like,
yeah, maybe.
Fuck this. I'm sick of, like, why do I just have to give in to everything?
Yeah, I don't know. I that was a thought I had, too. Like, maybe. It'd be interesting to, hey, listeners, if you've ever had any experience like this or, you know.
But also, just give them whatever. Like,
yeah,
don't.
Just give them whatever. Pay you back. That's fine. Anything is replaceable. And, like, I carry my birth certificate, my social security card, my the deed to my house in my wallet. I'd still just fucking hand it over. Who cares? Yeah. Doesn't matter.
The only thing I could even, it still wouldn't be worth it. But if, because I know like my wife sometimes will have like her grandma's, you know, like engagement ring or something like that. That would suck. Like you can't replace that.
Yeah, that's true. But
I still wouldn't die to try to like, you know.
I think that you stumbled onto it with the best exercise we should all do in mental preparation is picture your fucking funeral or the obituary notice where they say she died or he died defending the theft of, and then fill in the blank of what was in there and see if you're proud of it. Like $50 and his Starbucks card that he was one punch away from getting a free drink or something, you know, like. Whatever, like, what would it have to be for you to be okay? Now, if it was like, oh, he's defending the guy who's going to take his kids, that's fine. I'm proud of
that.
Yeah,
that's totally different.
I will die defending my kids. But if it's like, oh, my, I was going to say Blockbuster card. Well, by now, that might be a priceless artifact.
Worth more than it used to be.
Like, what could you fill in the blank that would even be, even if it was like, oh, it has grandmother's ring that was, no, it's not worth your life. Nothing's worth your life. It's almost like things are not worth lives. It's like, really.
That's what I started thinking, too, is I was like, man, it's kind of scary. Like, maybe because of all this, you know, everything's our stupid phone. It's the only thing that anyone cares about.
It's true.
Has it gotten to the point where people think, like, holy shit, my phone with these pictures I took, it's worth me dying for?
But at the same time, everything's a fucking cloud now. I was, you know, I was thinking about that, too. Like, all my stuff. I think it's all backed up or something. I don't even know. So I'll be honest. It's getting past my ability to understand it now.
Get all your stuff on automatic cloud uploading and do the thing where your phone blows up. You know, can't you do all that? Find your phone. Just do all that. You never know when someone's going to try to take your phone and you should just. But I will say the one thing that came out of this when I was talking to our friend is he was saying like, yeah, what's the, you know, assuming that the guy did have the gun and, you know, And the person assessed, like, they have a gun pointed at me and I'm going to play their game and win or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
We were joking about, like, what is your, you know, like, how do you, if you were able to think, like,
your
what are you thinking is the, yeah, and he goes, it's like, they're thinking, how do I know that thing's even loaded? Like saying that to the guy with the gun. Yeah. I've been laughing about that for like a week. Like, imagine somebody saying that.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Anyway. I imagine when in times and places in history where crime got really bad, like that could be a possibility. Like there's like in New York City in what, the 80s or something, like when it was just
when Reagan was president. Yeah,
exactly. You get mugged all every day. Like you probably at a certain point you'd be like, is this a real fucking thing?
Yeah. Dude? Well, that's the thing. I'm sure when, you know, the average, you know, petty criminal or whatever probably doesn't want to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to murder somebody. They're just trying to steal stuff. So, you know, it's probably 99 times out of 100, they're probably not going to shoot you. But what if it's the one time? What if it's the one out of 100?
Yeah, or maybe it's like 80 out of 100. I don't know. Yeah. Especially with all the fucking addicts now. Like the fact that,
yeah,
you know, there's so many addicts. I don't know if they're, you know, I don't know if they're in their right minds when they need money to fucking buy heroin or whatever. I don't know. Fucking who knows? I don't know.
Just give them all your stuff.
Yeah.
Just get rid of everything now, actually.
Yeah.
Don't even carry anything.
Nah.
Well, no, you want to have a dummy purse just in case. That'll just, they won't believe you that you don't have anything. Yeah. Get a dummy purse.
That was one of the things I felt like when we were planning our Europe trip. I was like, oh, I'm going to have, so I'm not going to bring my whole fucking setup, obviously. My wallet, my, you know, it's got like a fold out chair in it. It's got a, got like a camp with it. But like I had a secondary thing, you know, it was like, it wasn't a full wallet. It was a little, I still have it. Actually, I still use it sometimes. It's just has, it just keeps your, you know, some cards. Yeah. Uh-huh. It has like just enough room. And, it felt good to be like, huh, if I lose this, yeah, it sucks. But you know, it's just, I got to replace my ID and my card, but it's just a couple, cards we brought for the trip. Maybe like 20 euro or some shit. I can lose this. That's fine. It felt good. So have that, and then I try, sometimes I try to have that be what I'm carrying. So if I get in this, you know, petty criminal situation, I'd be, sure, take it. This is all I have. It's everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, that's crazy. God, there's, I have a lot of stuff. Let's see. Well, we got a little more time here. Latest little Phoebe update. Oh, wait, hold on. No, I think we need to talk. We need to talk.
Oh,
wow. We need to address Sam's favorite television show.
What's that?
A little show called Bull.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you do Bull on this show? Yeah.
It's not my favorite. That's a joke, by the way. Not my favorite.
Yeah, lest some a shush listener think we were serious about something. Yeah, Sam's favorite show, Bull. And my favorite thing about this. Okay, so this is an awful story. This is how good this was. I put the link in my notes. Technology. Yeah. Can you believe it? I actually put a URL in my notes app to click on. So this is Eliza Dushku, I think is her name. I don't know how to pronounce it.
That's right.
5 days ago. What's that?
That's correct, I think.
Okay. 5 days ago, this she wrote a piece for the, looks like the either the Boston Globe or maybe they just republished it. I don't know. No, I think it's the Boston. And she wrote about her harassment. So what happened was this fucking guy. Oh, Bull. Man, I don't even know how to approach this. Bull is his name. This guy, Bull, is just the fucking worst. Like, he's the worst. And what happened was, to skip to the end of the story, she was sexually harassed every fucking day on the set and then, like, was bullied out of her job, like, written out of the job because she didn't accept Bull's advances. Mm-hmm. And so there was a settlement for like $9 million. I want to say it was something like that. And part of the settlement was that she couldn't talk about it. And so she's like, oh, it was a hard decision to make, but like, I was out of a job. I didn't get the money, you know, I didn't get the work I was supposed to. So ultimately I decided to accept the $9.5 million, and not talk. And then but the thing was, because they're such colossal fucking morons, they went out and like said something that violated the confidentiality. So she wrote a whole op-ed about it.
Yeah.
So like because they were morons and like, oh yeah, she just, you know, they tried to like change the version of the story and say it was something it wasn't. So she's like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll just write a whole op-ed about it. And so she wrote this whole article about how awful this guy was. And I can't, this is awful. And I hope the guy in the show is canceled. I hope he never works again, all that stuff. But what I love about it is, combining it with your bit or whatever, like, I don't even remember what you said about it, but this fucking show, like, what is this piece of shit show? Combine it with the fact that his attitude, if you read this article, and I will actually include this link. No, just Google it. I'm not going to fucking include a link. If you read this article, this guy he has the mindset that, like, look, I'm Bull. Here's how things work around here. Like, what I say goes, if I want to make sexual jokes about you, like, I'm Bull. Okay, I'm Michael Weatherly. Yeah. And the whole time I'm reading this, I'm like, who the fuck is Michael Weatherly? I don't know who this is. I've never watched this shit show. I would never watch this show. And it's just colossally funny to me. It's not funny, but funny in a dark humor kind of way of like this idiot thinks who has some show that's a piece of shit that we could take or lose. You know, like it doesn't matter. He thinks he's like God to the point where he's sexually harassing his co-star and thinking he's going to get away with it and then like writing her out of the show. Like he told his friend, the writer, producer, whoever it is, to like, I'll just write her out of the show. And they did, you know, like against her contract. And they almost kind of got away with it. So in a way, he was kind of right, but they had to pay $9.5 million. And now that it's public, there's no fucking way they're going to get, you know, I'm sure he's done. But like, it was so fucking funny thinking this asshole, this fucking cup, thinks that he, you know, he's Bull. Like, this is the way things work around here. I'm Bull, and what Bull says goes, okay?
Yeah, like you said, not only that, but everyone else is like, look, he's Bull. We got to make this go away. Like, we got to get her out of here. We can't.
When Bull says something, when Bull says jump, you say how high. That's the thing.
One thing I laughed at in there, again, not funny, but just fucking ridiculous. I never understand this. There was a part in that article. I read the whole thing when you sent it to me.
It's amazing reading.
It is.
I highly recommend it. She's great.
Some person at some point, I don't think she said this. I think it was someone else. Maybe it was the comments. I don't know. Something about like I'm referring to him as Bull. Bull has like a wife and kids and he's doing this or whatever. And I was thinking if the guy didn't have a wife and kids, that's fine. Like, what does that even have to do with anything? What does that even make it worse or better at all?
I think so the only thing I can say about that. Yeah, I agree with you. But like the only thing I can say is if they don't have a wife and kids, then it's really easy for Bull to be like, oh, you know, I'm a single guy. I'm just trying to. That's what most of the sexual harassers in the Me Too era did was just say like, oh, I'm just trying to, you know, oh, what? You can't hit on anybody. I'm a single guy. I'm just trying. And then the facts come out. It's like nonstop harassment, horrible bullshit. But that's the only reason I think they include that is like it would be it's harder for him to have the excuse of like, oh, I'm just, you know, just seeing if she's interested. Just try.
Yeah,
you know,
just saying, hang out with me in my rape van. And
yeah. No, I know. You're 1,000%
that's
right.
That's true. I didn't make that up. That's what it says in there.
Yeah. You're right that it doesn't make it, but I'm saying like when you're writing a newspaper article or whatever, like to the wider public, it does make a difference to say like, no, there's no excuse because he has a you know, like he has a wife and kids. So it's not like, oh, an innocent trying to ask on a date, but I'm just so awkward that I don't know how to flirt kind of thing. That's all.
I guess.
I think that's why they usually say that. That's all.
Shouldn't matter.
Dude, you know the whole Les Moonves stuff, right?
I know of it. I don't know all the details.
Yeah, he's also the worst.
Yeah, and they're all the worst.
And he didn't get his. I mean, it's small comfort. It's a very small consolation. But he was such an asshole. He didn't get his like $200 million bonus he was supposed to get. He was supposed to get like a, you know, one of those what they call a golden parachute where you fuck everything up. It happens a lot of these big call back to our financial shoe segment. Yep. You fuck up a company beyond repair and then you quit or get fired and you get, you know, 10, 20 billion zillion dollar bonus. That's usually how it works. And Les Moonves was such an asshole that he didn't even get that. He was supposed to get one. And then they were like, you violated your contract by being the biggest asshole in the world. So you don't get it. So at least there's that.
One of the weirdest things about the story was that, they had all this stuff on tape, like all of it. And they like didn't get rid of it.
Yeah.
Isn't that
no,
true?
No, I don't. I mean, there's probably a lot of other people involved who would have, you know, like there's probably a lot of people. You can't, it's not a conspiracy thing where you can like one guy just gets rid of everything. You know what I mean? Don't you think?
Yeah. But I thought there was something in the article about where she was saying like they just had all this, it's like all, you know, recorded as part of the show or outtakes, but like the cameras were rolling and she had all of it. Like somehow she got it or something like that.
That's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
So I think she wasn't even going to have a case or something. She wasn't even going to do it until, so like she sued
and they sent it to her.
Yeah, yeah, in discovery. So when you like, you know, that when the lawsuit goes forward, you have the court orders you to send certain stuff or whatever, you can, or you ask them for stuff and you're supposed to do it. Hypothetically, you can hide the evidence, but you know, if you get caught, then you're in a shitload of trouble. So they accidentally sent her it, or I always wonder with these things, like maybe somebody did it, you know, somebody who was like, hey, this guy Bull is a fucking asshole. Maybe I was going to send you over those timesheets or something as evidence for the trial. And I sent a file of video of all the evidence of everything. I don't know. I'm just speculating. But yeah, that does sometimes happen where they accidentally send them something, which I'm pretty sure, I'm not even sure if you're allowed to use it. But like, I think it's, I don't know. I guess it was so bad that that meant that they could get away. I don't know. It'd be an interesting opening arguments question, but
can you imagine that before any of this came out, even like you're just, you know, in Hollywood or whatever, you're in LA and you're at a bar or something and someone's like, holy shit, that's fucking Bull at the bar. And you're like, I don't fucking care. Like Bull could come up to me and he'd be like, hi, I'm Bull. And I'd be like, okay.
No, first he'd come up to you and he'd just point at his face. Like he wouldn't say anything. He'd be like, hold on, let me put on the glasses.
I would have no interest in anything Bull could ever offer me before any of this, I'm saying. Yeah. Even when he was at his most, you know, one of the most loved characters in peak American Bull. History. Peak Bull. How does it matter at all? Like, I guess it's the same as the fucking people who voted for Trump, the people who are hopefully losing a lot of money right now. They're the people that watched that show. Same people.
Ooh, maybe.
It is.
Yeah, I think there's some crossover. That's probably a show that a lot of people watch. I don't know.
You watch the show, don't you?
No, I can't account for who watches network television. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's those people.
There's exactly one good show on network television, and it's The Good Place. That's the only thing that's good. It's so good. I love that show. It's actually really good. I resisted
Really Good Place.
It's really good.
I can't even think. What is a show that you know of that I've watched on CBS, NBC?
Oh, CBS is the ultimate worst.
ABC.
I've never...
I think like Lost maybe was the last
Lost was NBC. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Lost when was that? 20 years ago?
That was about 20 years ago. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a show that I watched on network TV.
15 years ago was when that aired. Yeah. 15, 16. Yeah. 15 years ago.
Yeah. I just gave up.
Season one was awesome. That's a good one. Yeah. No, there's nothing good on network shows. There's going to be somebody who'll tell us something is, but it's like, nah.
It might like I bet I could if I had to. It was like you have to watch all network shows from the beginning of networks. Like I'm sure I'd be like, all right, yeah, the show's good now that I got into it. I just can't. There's no way. Like after an episode or two, I can't do it.
They're not good though.
They're so bad. Well, you said The Good Place is good, so there's one.
Yeah, I don't know how that show exists.
What's this place? Why is it good?
You can't even talk about it without giving stuff away.
Okay.
Well, it's part of the reason why I didn't watch it at first is because I thought it was something, and it was something, and then it kind of changes, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is actually good. So it's hard to, and just in case you watch it. To be fair, though, I don't know that it's a show you would like. I don't know.
Probably not.
You probably wouldn't like it. But it's got like amazing philosophy behind it, and it's also, I just think it's really funny. It's funny.
Here's how we could tell if I'd like it. Is it Seinfeld, Frasier?
I mean, it's for me, it's kind of approaching that in a way. Like it's a good comedy with characters that are good.
Comedy.
It's hilarious.
It's a good place. Oh yeah, okay. With it's what's a good his show. Name and what's her name? And...
Oh yeah, Ted Danson is fucking hilarious. Ted
Danson, yeah.
It's good. It's really good. It's probably my favorite network show.
Wow, that's saying something.
Yeah, I'm gonna blow your mind here, Sam. It's my favorite network show of the last 15 years.
You know what I'm gonna watch is not along these lines, but it is on network television. I'm watching The Rock's fucking Titan Games or whatever. It's gonna be awesome.
That's interesting. Well, we've talked about the fact that Ultimate Ninja Showcase. What is that?
Yeah, Ninja Warrior, American.
Yeah, that is fucking awesome. So. If this is anything like that, which I think it's trying to be a direct ripoff of, pretty much.
Imagine it's that with The Rock
Yeah. That plus American Gladiators. It's like that combined with American Gladiators from the 90s or whatever, from the early.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good. And yeah, Ellen has some new show, doesn't she? Ellen has some show starting the same thing. It's like the Ellen Games or something.
I thought that was like 2 years ago. Didn't she start some game show thing?
I swear there's a new Ellen show starting in January that's some... drop
great show. Let's see. Do we have anything? Yeah. So anyway, it was hilarious to read this. It's like someone that we don't at all take seriously thinking he's the biggest fucking deal in the world. It's
and other people also going along with it somehow. Well, just but then also just money they make.
He's being taken down because she wrote an awesome op-ed, and that's good. So everything, it's a horrible story, but with a good ending is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it just sucks when you read it and they're like, yeah, none of the, like, it's just everywhere still. It's not, there's no progress has been made on anything.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that. I think that some progress has to have been made. I mean, the fact that it came out and then he's going to instantly be never working again in the world, hopefully. So that's some progress. But yeah, I do believe that there's not enough progress, I'm sure.
Is it canceled yet? Let me see.
Bull. I don't know. What's happening?
Just Google Bull.
Yeah,
Bull. Get plenty of results.
Is
Dr. Jason Bull is the charming and cocky founder of successful trial consulting firm. Trial, dude, and
you'll never guess, because within the fucking article, you know, it talks about the show a little bit. You'll never guess he's a philandering, betting a different woman every episode doctor who's such an asshole. That's every fucking show. They're still doing this in 2018. We're almost in 2019. Here's a spoiler alert for every show. I'm sorry to get a little political on you. It's asshole white man is an asshole in every single way, but he's a genius. So everyone's like dependent on him and they need him all the time. He's needed, but he's a genius, but he's the biggest. So he can get away with being the biggest asshole in the world. This house, that's Bull, that's fucking every show. That's what it is. Someday, maybe that won't be the formula anymore.
Yeah. Is that what The Good Place is?
There's no, because it's actually good. No, there's never a show of like, this woman is the biggest asshole in the world. Everyone hates her. She's the worst, but she's a genius. You know, like there's never that.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get out of here. It's Christmas. We got to get down the chimney, deliver some presents to the good children of the land. Thanks for listening, everybody. We hope this found you on a good Christmas Eve time when you needed a show. And that you hate Bull and that you are happy he's dead.
Yeah.
I got nothing else. You good to go?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
All right. See you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next year.
No, we'll do one before then.
Yeah, that's true. We'll probably do one before then.
See you this year.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.